We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah, coming to the 58th chapter today. We'll read together the whole chapter. It's actually another really important chapter in Jeremiah. He defines here what we might call true spirituality. And the issue is the sacred assemblies, here the fasts of Israel in his time, convocations of the people before the Lord. And they would come and they would go through the ritual motions. They would abase themselves outwardly. And God, we will find, is not impressed, because that's not what he's looking for, mere outward show. When the spirit, he points out that even while you're fasting, it's not a spirit of repentance, it's one of entitlement. Okay, we're doing this, what do we get for it? People say today, I come to church to get something out of it. Well, you will get things out of it, but we're not to come to church asking what we will get out of it. It's what God will get out of it, what Christ will get out of it. And he's going to point to two aspects of true spirituality here that will show him the real response he's looking for. And the first is an embrace of godly works, to share bread with the hungry, to go forth and relieve distress from those who are suffering. And he works this out. And he then gives a promise to that. If you believe in me, if you worship me in such a way that you leave with a desire to do the work of Christ and to carry on the kinds of ministries he's called us to do, that's going to lead to great blessing. Now, the second issue, very interesting, that he then points to is Sabbath observation. And verses 13 and 14 are extremely important verses for our understanding of the Lord's Day. There's many Christians, I suppose the majority today, will say that's Old Testament stuff, has nothing to do with us. But that is, of course, not true at all. In fact, we'll note generally of this final section of Isaiah, it's very clear from numerous details that he's not speaking into the Old Covenant age at all. The first part of Isaiah deals with his own generation, starting chapter 40 to 55. He's speaking to the exiles about their return. But starting in chapter 56 to the end, he's speaking to us. It's the new covenant church that he's picturing, yes, under the experiences of his own time in Israel. But the things he's talking about are in our time. And he gives what is really the chief statement of the spirituality of the Lord's Day in these two verses. I have to say, I have been corrected and largely guided in my own attitude, at least in my aspiration, by these verses. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and if you call the Sabbath a delight, if you honor it, not going your own way, seeking your own pleasure, or talking idly, then you will still take delight in the Lord. And so we're going to be talking in our sermon about piety, and part of piety is good works. Another part of it is delighting in the Lord one day out of seven, really seeking and giving ourselves to him. It's one of the reasons we have an evening worship service. I really don't think it's possible to have the Lord's Day that way, consecrating ourselves to the Lord without evening service. And then doesn't mean we can't do anything in between then. We can go on walks. It's not about what we can't do so much. But do we call the Sabbath day a delight? Well, the Lord is really blessed when we do, and he says it will bless us. Well, let's give ear to the reading of the 58th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loosen the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry or bring the homeless poor into your house? when you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as a noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And your ancient ruin shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, or seeking your own pleasure, or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.